Hello, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily wrap of the financial services news for Tuesday, August 5th, 2025. First, we turn to a concerning revelation by the Council of Australian Life Insurers, CALI, spotlighting a critical dearth in young Australians' access to affordable life insurance advice. Findings reveal only 11% of those aged between 18 and 34 receive formal financial guidance. Many resort to informal sources that may not be reliable. This gap not only threatens financial stability, but also presents untapped potential to rejuvenate the life insurance sector. Immediate government action is thus vital to bridge this advisory gap, and forthcoming reforms introducing a new advisor class might be a step in the right direction. Switching gears to superannuation, where HESTA analysis indicates a positive shift for women. The increase in the superannuation guarantee to 12% could potentially boost retiring women's savings to about $712,000. That's an impressive rise of $411,000 compared to figures from the 1970s. This accounts for career breaks or part-time work, usual circumstances for many women. Additionally, new legislation now ensures super on Commonwealth paid parental leave. But as HESTA CEO Debbie Blakey points out, more reforms are necessary to fully level the playing field. This is potentially good news for those in lower paid sectors, such as the aged care industry. But there is still much ground to cover. Moving on to real estate, it seems the market is tilting in favor of sellers. This is largely driven by strong auction performance, especially in Sydney. With favorable auction clearance rates and initiatives like the 5% deposit scheme and shared equity, demand for housing continues to grow. While prospective homeowners face worsening affordability, the strong market outcomes hint at a promising real estate market. To conclude, we look at the changing face of the medical reporting process. The first fully automated system, introduced by EQ Pathology's HealthIQ, is set to revolutionize the life insurer's struggle with obtaining personal medical attendant reports. This major stride towards digitalization replaces paper-based reports with structured online versions. The results are clear: faster policy approvals, reduced administrative tasks for GPs, and shorter wait times for prospective policyholders. Thanks for joining me, Paige Estrotori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. For more insights into insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, stay informed, stay secure.